Welcome to Nutty's Show, your podcast on cooking and technology. Today, we're diving into the fascinating world of passive income. Buckle up, because this is going to be a wild ride.
Ooh, passive income. That's the dream, right? Making money while you sleep. Sign me up.
Haha, well, it's not quite that simple. But our friend Ali, the ex-doctor turned entrepreneur, breaks it down beautifully in this video.
So what's the key takeaway? Is it all about starting your own business?
Not necessarily. Ali talks about two fundamental resources, time and money. You can contribute these resources to someone else's ship, aka business, like a regular job or investments, or build your own. Both have their pros and cons.
So, working a 9-to-5 can lead to passive income? Mind blown.
Yep. Through savings accounts, investment accounts, the whole get-rich-slow strategy. Slow and steady wins the race, as they say. Though, hitting a £10,000-a-month passive income goal like Ali's friend Harry wants might take a while that way.
Right, £10,000 a month? Ambitious. So what's the faster route?
Captaining your own ship, building a business, freelancing, real estate, these are the high-risk, high-reward options.
High risk because it takes a lot of startup capital.
Money can be a factor, sure, but Ali says the biggest hurdles are often internal, things like imposter syndrome, not having the perfect idea, all those pesky mental blocks.
Oh, I know those blocks all too well. So how do you overcome them?
Action, action, action. Ali mentions Noah Kagan's Now Not How challenge. Basically, just asking someone you respect for a business idea. It's a tiny step, but can generate some serious sparks.
I love that. Simple yet powerful. So what business idea did Harry end up with?
Get this. Emotional intelligence coaching, specifically for men, and perhaps lawyers too. It's something he enjoys, something he's surprisingly good at, and definitely something people, especially men, let's be honest, would pay for.
Okay, that's a solid idea. So is Harry raking in the cash now?
Sadly, no. He hit a classic beginner's roadblock, inconsistency. Started strong, then fizzled out.
Ugh, the dreaded inconsistency monster. It gets us all eventually. How does Ali suggest we combat it?
Finding a way to enjoy the process. Turning that initial hustle into something sustainable. It's about falling in love with the journey, not just the destination.
I see, interesting. It's all about that long game then. You don't build passive income overnight.
Exactly. It's a flywheel. Takes a ton of effort to get it spinning, but once it's going, momentum takes over. And Ali emphasizes, knowledge and skills are key. Specifically, learning to win the work, not just do the work. Those sales and marketing skills are gold.
Got it. Winning the work, not just doing the work. That's powerful. So final thoughts on the passive income pursuit?
It's a marathon, not a sprint. Be prepared for the long haul. Find ways to enjoy the process, and don't let those internal dragons hold you back. And with that inspiring message, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Nutty Show. See you next time, and keep those flywheels spinning.
Bye-bye.